Hello, welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Christine Marie.
Hey, Julie, why couldn't the elephant cross the road?
Why?
Because there was a traffic jam.
Oh, not those traffic jams.
And what kind of park does long neck animals go to?
What kind?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's kind of funny. That's kind of cute.
Was that good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay,
that's
how about this one? Okay, ready? Steven Tyler, Justin Bieber, and David Lee Roth.
Okay.
Mary Shag or Kill. You got to choose.
Okay, easy.
Okay.
Steven Tyler, I kill. I shag Justin Bieber. And I marry David Lee Roth.
Aww.
Because he'd be in it for the long term.
Yeah.
I mean, I could dig him.
I love David Lee Roth.
I could dig him for the long term.
Yeah.
You know.
And I want my friend Marcia to marry you with him.
Why?
Because she's an ordained minister.
Oh, I thought you meant like marry together, like a thruple.
Oh, no.
Like, you know.
A thruple?
A thruple. I thought you were meant we had to have a thruple. And I thought, no. Oh, I don't know about that. You know.
No, my friend Marcia, she's an ordained minister. She would love to marry you with David Lee Roth.
Well, that would be lovely, Anne.
But I wouldn't want that because I know you have to go live in Japan then.
Or wherever he is. He's a traveler. He's a wanderer, and he'll do whatever he wants to do.
Okay, let's think of another one for you.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, Donald Trump, 25 years ago.
Okay.
Excuse me, 50 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. Donald Trump, 50 years ago.
Bill Cosby, 50 years ago.
Okay. Bill Cosby, 50 years ago.
Okay.
And Joe Biden, 50 years ago.
Okay.
Mary Shag Kill.
Oh, that's a hard one.
No, it's not.
Okay, who would you do?
Well, you can't say Donald Trump and kill because, well, maybe you still could because otherwise you'd get in trouble.
It'd be Don Trump because he didn't go by Donald back then.
That's right.
Or Donnie Trump.
Yeah. I say you have to shag him for sure.
Okay, I shag him.
Yeah, you can kill Bill Cosby.
Yes, only because I know what he's done.
Yeah.
But I also don't think I could have, that would be wrong to say that.
Yeah.
There's a little, you know,
what if he hadn't even done it yet?
That's exactly right.
And then you go kill him and he hadn't even committed any crimes.
That's like one of those, would you kill Hitler kind of things.
Yeah.
You know.
Baby Hitler.
Would you kill baby Hitler? Would you kill baby? It's like saying, would you kill baby Bill Cosby or baby Weinstein? Yeah. No. You know what? No, you can't do that.
So I guess you're going to marry Joe Biden then.
So I, you know, here's a dealio. I'm going to be shagging Bill Cosby no matter what, isn't it? Because
he's either going to knock you out.
Yeah, it's going to happen no matter what. So I'm just not going to fight it. And then I guess I'm marrying Biden. But honestly, I think I would go to a different country. I think I'd come clean and say, guys, I no longer play on your team or the opposite team.
Oh.
Yes. I no longer believe in marriage. I'm like the girl in Chicago. I'm no one's wife, but I love my life, you know?
Well, you know, Dan Savage had a young woman on who was married.
Yes.
She had a 4-month-old baby.
Yes.
And she had just now, I guess, discovered that she was bisexual.
Right.
And the reason that she is bisexual is that she's been with her husband. Well, they've known each other for 10 years.
Right.
They've been married for 3.
Yes.
And her husband is transitioning first to a they. Right.
I don't know. Not,
she calls
not first.
Him they.
No. Not first to a they, just to they.
He's a they.
Yes.
And he is going to be a woman. He currently is a cross-dresser.
Right.
So he's a cross-dressing they who is going to be a woman.
I don't think you're saying it right, but that's
I'm not
okay.
Saying it right?
No, I don't think
you
you're
tell me.
No, I have no idea. I think he's. I think It's just, I think they are trans, and they is getting
his nuts cut out.
I don't know if that to be true either. Oh. He didn't say that.
What kind of surgery was he having?
He was having feminine reconstruction surgery. Oh, softening
top,
up
top stuff.
Top stuff.
Top stuff.
Not bomb stuff. Top stuff.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, guys love their penises. They just like, no matter.
And they love boobs.
Yeah, they love boobs and penises. They're like, you mean I can have both? You can have both. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a good day to be an American. And I agree.
Some people can't even get normal health care and there's guys walking around with boobs. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what's lovely is that it used to be odd for a man to have boobs. But nowadays, it's like,
Nothing. It's no biggie.
Everything's on the table.
It's marijuana boobs.
It could be marijuana boobs. Could be old man boobs and need a brozier.
Old man marijuana boobs.
Yeah. Exactly. And
a man's ear, not a bro's ear.
I like bro's ear or a man's ear. Either one is fine. Either one is fine. But yeah, I just feel like.
But I didn't get a chance to tell the story about the woman. Story. And she is calling herself now, and she's kind of wondering about how to come out to her family as a bisexual woman. Right. And Dan goes, is the only reason that you're bisexual is because now you find yourself that the man that you fell in love with is now a feminine they?
Right.
And she said, yes.
Possibly, right.
Yeah, because she's and not now, really.
Here's the other thing. They have a four-month-old.
Yes.
They have a four-month-old.
Yes.
And so, and I felt my heart, like, go for her. Like, oh, honey. I'm sure this is not how you thought this was all going to work out.
Right.
But you're in it. And I'm proud of you for just being in it.
She knew 9 years ago that he loved to cross-dress.
Right. And I'm sure initially it was like, she probably was like me, which is I have this huge tolerance for people being who they exactly need to be. Like, this is who you need to be. And honestly, Mom, you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
Just picture Doug in a dress.
You might not need to picture it. It may be like right there.
You might have a snapshot in your phone.
I might have a selfie with it.
That's right.
But, you know, it's like the older I get, the more like, I don't give a shit. You know, be who you need to be. Mm-hmm. Also, I believe this. I'm okay. Previously, years and years ago, I would even say decades ago, when people were transitioning, mm-hmm. I was always like, oh my God, yeah, of course you get the surgery, you know, because that's what you want to, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to transition, mm-hmm. you want to be from a man to a woman, just, yeah, that mm-hmm. would be the whole point, right? Mm-hmm. And the vice versa. But now I'm like, why? Why get the surgery if you don't feel the need to have the surgery? And then
you become a they.
Yeah, and I don't even care about that, because also I know this, you're going to live a long time, and I'd rather you live a long time and not regret any tweaking that went on, you know?
I see.
If you can feel content with the body you've been given, mm-hmm. even if you behave in a certain way or feel a certain way, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's better, you know?
I hear you.
I feel like a 6-foot-tall model. That's how I feel. Size 2. That's what I feel. That's what I represent to the world.
You're feeling Giovanni.
I feel Giovanni. That's what I feel.
That's right.
Now, it's a little contrast when I go across a mirror, like going, oh, I thought I was 6 foot tall and a model. Wait a minute. That doesn't match my vision. Can I just share something, a cute joke that you shared? But I hate to say it now, but you may. Because you may use it in the future, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I am going to use it in the future.
You said to me, now, Julie, you know, I know that you sometimes introduce me as a medium, you know, because I'm psychic, but I would like you to introduce me as an extra large. I go, God, that was brilliant. And how come I not thought of it before now? Why were you the one that thought of this? That was brilliant. Brilliant. I'm not a medium. I'm an extra large. You know, that felt so good. That felt so good. I was, it was kind of, you know, I've been watching Hannibal lately. Well, because everything just seems to be like reruns and stupid stuff. Nothing's on TV.
Nothing. The world has stopped producing new stuff.
Right. And so, which is fine because
of
COVID.
And now everybody is like in little postage stamps on the TV screen.
Oh, yes. We're doing Zoom now. Mm-hmm. And so I've somehow, I don't know why, but Netflix decided, hey, you, Miss Julie, I think you'd like Hannibal.
I'm going to recommend Hannibal.
I don't know why you recommend Hannibal. I've been watching Community. But I did
They
do know my heart.
Yeah.
And I did watch the Epstein's documentary.
Yes.
And that has messed me up.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody at a barbecue a couple weeks ago. We were social distancing, everybody.
You were talking through your mask.
Yes. Outside, social distancing. And we were talking about Black Lives Matter and all this stuff and what's going on and how we can support this and the change. And we hope that they're, and all this stuff. And I go, this is all true. I go, but if you haven't seen the Epstein verdict yet or that documentary, see it. You realize that if you are ultra wealthy, you get away with everything. You get away with everything.
You get away with it.
I mean, here's the thing. You could be, you know, if you're poor or just even middle class, you do one thing wrong. Mm-hmm. You get the cops knocking down your door, mm-hmm. breaking in, mm-hmm. taking you. Mm-hmm. You're ultra rich. You get the FBI investigating you for years.
Years and years.
Years.
Well, but Jewel, I mean, nothing could be so true. You and I and the puppy, we were out and we decided to, instead of going to our park that we go to, we decided to go to the vacant Ace Hardware store in Oregon.
Yes.
Vacant for a couple years. Nobody ever goes there.
Right, but it's backs up against a big field.
Yeah, against a field and train tracks. And we just decided to go there.
Yeah.
And sit there for a minute while you brought your computer. And I think we had lunch even or something.
Because all parks were filled and you couldn't social distance in parks.
Exactly. And so about a half an hour into it, this cop car comes in and just parks right behind us.
Yeah.
And so we don't know what to do. We got the dog in the crate and you get your driver's license out. I think you did.
Yes.
And eventually he comes to the thing and
I didn't get my driver's license out yet. I was just, I go, here comes a police officer. Yeah. I think here comes a popo.
Well, first what he did was he checked our driver's, our license plates.
Yes.
You know, but here's what I was. I was upset that he was rude to us.
Oh, he had no...
Think that with everything going on, he would be nice to us.
And you know why he wasn't nice to us?
No.
He didn't have to be nice to us.
I think I know why he wasn't nice to us. Because he was counterbalancing your overly nice.
Yes, I was overly nice.
You were like, I was like cringing. I was like, oh my God, Julie, it's so overly nice. Hello, officer.
Yes.
It's a fine day, isn't it, to be alive? And how can I help you, officer? What are you looking for?
Yeah.
And oh, and by the way, I have a dog. But he's crated. He will bark.
Yes.
But don't worry. You're safe.
Yes.
And I just felt like, oh, my God, you're acting like you are guilty of something.
Oh, I didn't think so. I'm acting like we're best buds. Why would I be acting? Why being nice is acting as you're guilty of something?
Because most people would just gone, you know.
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want from me? What can't I be here?
No, not that strict. Mm. But just like, oh, what I do?
Right.
I'm just sitting here having lunch in this vacant lot.
Right.
What did I do?
Right.
You know. But instead, you were just chipper.
I'm sorry, I was chipper. I'm so sorry.
But weren't you surprised though that he wasn't more friendly?
Yeah, I was, and I was surprised. Like, we're just looking out for things going on. We didn't know if anything was going to happen down here.
Yeah,
like okay,
and you said, "Well, can we stay here?" And he goes, I don't know.
He's well, I guess like, until somebody calls and complains about it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. In his abandoned place.
Yeah.
I mean, abandoned
who
is not even the right word.
Who would complain?
Oh, there are more. Okay. I'll tell you who will complain. We got our newsletter in the mail from our subdivision.
Yeah.
Which we never read. And however, I chose to read it this time, which was good because it says you must have stickers on your boat if you keep it down by the docks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, darn, Mom threw some boats out there and did not put stickers on them. I better get some stickers on them. And you're like, I don't care if they get stolen. I'm like, well, one of those boats aren't ours. It's Doug's. And I would prefer if his boat.
I still don't care if it gets stolen.
Yeah, I don't care if it gets stolen. I hope it gets stolen. Yeah. I hope someone takes it. That'd be awesome. Take it away from me. And I'm like, okay, gotcha. I gotcha.
Did you call though?
And no. They didn't have a number for me.
Oh, okay.
So I've got to email it, but I got to download the form and I got to do it in the computer. Okay. So I will deal with that.
But anyway.
So in the newsletter though, in a box that's separate and kind of prominent and sticks out saying.
Sort of aggressive.
Yeah. You know, we all have the right to walk our neighborhood and ride our bikes
and
walk our dogs
yes.
without fear of your dog chasing us down
right.
or barking at us or right. whatever.
And our dog does both.
Yes. Yes, he does. And I'm like, you better not be talking about my dog. Because, yes, my dog barks, but he only barks inside the house. And if I'm walking him and there's somebody coming around, I make sure that he's a bad dog. No doubt about it.
We love him.
We love him. And he's also been trained and he's still a bad dog. However, I did buy just recently and it started to work today.
Yes.
This anti-barking, high-pitched noise thing.
Device. Which we're going to sell because it's so damn good.
It's so damn good and it's working.
Yes.
And so maybe by the next time we do a podcast,
yes.
I will have good news to report that this little apparatus works.
Yeah. And see, the thing is that here's why it works. He doesn't wear it. We wear it.
Yes.
I guess that's okay. to tell you that.
Yes. It's a lanyard and I have this big thing around me.
We're the one that's being trained.
Yes. And so that anytime he barks,
yeah.
I go to town with this and I push the button and a high pitched noise goes. And then also for stubborn dogs, mm-hmm. and a laser pointing light comes on him and they're mm-hmm. like, what the hell's mm-hmm. going on?
It does give him diarrhea.
Yes.
But small price to pay. For the
not
barking.
Know if I was down in Cuba and they had that thing going down. Remember, they were thinking that the in Cuba, in the what do you call it, the embassy,
Bermuda Triangle?
No, not in the embassy, the American embassy, where all our people were getting sick.
Oh yeah.
And they were thinking it was some kind of weird audible auditory thing,
inaudible thing. Yes,
and so. I don't know if one of their symptoms was massive diarrhea.
Yes.
That would be hysterical. It's like you just go, oh, what happened? I go, I don't know. I'm not hearing anything, but I have got the cramps. I'm going to crap myself. And then, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're like, wait a minute. I'm going to crap myself too. And before you know it, everybody's crapping. Grabbing themselves.
That's the problem with this high-pitched thing.
Yes. The problem is you grab yourself. Now, I would love to design war like that, just with, you know, no death, just a
crap yourself.
Just a high rate of
diarrhea, explosive diarrhea.
And nuisance, and just like someone who's very funny would have designed this.
Yeah.
Like God's got a huge sense of humor.
The million man army in China.
Yes.
All have diarrhea.
Yes.
At once.
Because I hit a C minus or a C plus or F sharp. A C sharp, that's it. A C flat, C sharp. That's one of those numbers. One of those letters. I play a C sharp and everybody had diarrhea.
Well, I love
I'm sorry.
Julie, you have the best.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You are kind though.
Yes.
And it is a little disturbing. Like, we were coming home and you were driving and we're doing 65. I mean, we're doing fine.
Yes.
And two trucks, two big trucks, not rigs, but big, like Ford 150s, pass us, like going 85, maybe 90. You know?
Okay.
And I would think that it says dangerous. Mm-hmm. I kind of got mad.
Yeah.
And you just went, Mama, no. I'm going to tell you right now what that is. And I go, what? Those are bad people. And you go, no, that's poo-poo driving.
Yes. I did say, oh, that's some poo-poo driving. And you're like, what do you mean? I go, both those people live in our subdivision.
Yes.
And we're literally half a mile away. They're going to crap themselves.
There's no reason they have to pass us.
There's no reason they have to pass us. Except, no reason whatsoever.
Except they got to go poo-poo.
They've got to go poo-poo.
And we followed one of them, you know, into his garage.
Yes. And he ran like a bat out of hell.
Yes.
And yes, he was holding his butt cheek. Like, I got to hold it in. I got to hold it in. You know, it's interesting, though. There is an energy field around our entrance that you're a mile away. You're like, oh, I kind of go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Not too bad, but like, I kind of go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you hit this field.
Yes.
And it's a wave. And you're like, holy mother of God, I've got to go now.
Now. What is like a magneto hydro, I don't know, crystalline field?
Yes, sure it is. And with, you know, mixed in with a touch of water, you know, flushing around in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what it is. And so I was pretty darn sure that there was no logical reason why people passed me and passed farm equipment, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I just said poo-poo.
That's poo-poo driving.
Poo-poo driving.
So now whenever somebody passes us really fast, we used to say, oh, hopefully they have an emergency.
Yes.
But now we think it's a poo-poo emergency.
It's a poo-poo emergency. It's poo-poo driving.
Yeah.
That's totally great. Yeah. I love that.
I love your idea, though, about wars being fought with diarrhea.
Yes.
I say, you know what? Sign
no,
up.
I did not say.
Sign up now. Space Force.
I did not say it was fought with diarrhea, like what happened 2 weeks ago with the Chinese and the Indians.
Yes.
Not Native Americans, but people from India. And they're up in the Himalayas. They share a border way up there.
Yeah.
It's like 11,000 feet up in the air. And the problem is they've had a treaty signed. Did I talk about this last week?
No.
But it's fascinating to me.
No.
They've signed. There was a little skirmish between the Indians and the Chinese.
Yeah.
They signed a treaty that they couldn't
promising
bring no any guns up there.
No weapons.
So at some point,
X-locks.
Something went down, and they're fighting this squirmish thing. With
they
rocks.
Were squeamishingly fighting the squirmish.
Yes. And it was they fought with stones and logs or pieces of wood. And some people ended up dead. People actually got killed. People died during this squirmish. Why? Now, the Indians say it wasn't because the Chinese killed us. It killed some people. It was because after they got injured, they're so far up high, they got hypothermia and they couldn't go back down and couldn't bring out it was a big mess.
I think either rock paper scissors
would
good.
Be awesome,
but I'm still holding out for that diarrhea.
I would like to create, I mean, everything you've been channeling sorry kind of funny this, you know, how there's a sound to everything. There is there literally is sacred geometry, sacred light, sacred vibration, sacred sound. Now, what if you could channel that vibration that moved the bowels, you know?
Yes.
And then, pshoom.
That would be awesome.
It would be a lovely way to fight wars.
Yes.
But then at some point, you're both just like...
You would just go, you know, you'd be like a four-star general really fast.
Yeah.
They just go, oh, Christine Peters? Come here, we need you. And I would just like channel the fantastic bow light.
Yes, exactly. And like they would shit themselves and move on.
Yeah.
And perfect. I love that idea.
I would like, they not only would they shit themselves, they would keep shitting themselves.
Yes.
But and some, keep shitting themselves.
But I know, but at some point though, then it becomes dysentery and then they die. We want it to just be
one inch away from dysentery.
Yes, 1 inch away.
1 degree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it stops, you know, you don't vibrate that part of the colon.
Yeah.
Just the lower part of the colon gets vibrated. Yeah. I'm totally down with that.
I'm pretty good with this.
I agree.
I kind of dig this.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant. And
I wonder what kind of people would sign up, though, you know, at these little malls and stuff. Mm-hmm. You got to go in and they go, sir, I want to sign up. And you just like go.
I want to know who's signing up for Space Force.
Yes.
I want to know because that's just as real as the Diarrhea Force.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy.
No, I mean, I would sign up for the Space Force. It's just that we don't have a Space Force yet. So what are they doing?
I saw a commercial for it.
No, I did too. Is it NASA? Are you working with NASA? Or what are you working with and for? And how big do we need right now?
Well, it's they're a little bit higher than the Air Force.
Yes.
They're out in space.
Yes, Mom. I know. That's why it's called Space Force.
Yes.
They're out in space. That's what they're hoping.
They're higher than the Air Force.
Yes. The Air Force
isn't
in
that
air.
What you asked me? How did you?
No.
I mean, who'd they work for? That's what you want to know.
No. I want to know how many there are right now. As far as I know, we don't have anybody working out in space at the moment. Maybe I'm wrong. I know that I'm not. Listen, I'm not. I mean, if you hear some things on YouTube, you know, Tom Hanks is dead. But we haven't, which is really interesting because I haven't heard anything.
You know what the song,
contradictory
the song
of that.
They played at his funeral? Hanks for the memories.
Did you think of that? You lie.
I did.
That's great. Hanks for the memories.
Yeah,
so that was interesting. That's very interesting. I don't know what to think about Space Force. I would love to be part of it, but I think I'm too old. And,
might be just right.
Yeah, I'm a throwaway person.
They'll send you up, Julie.
They'll send me up.
Yeah.
They'll send me up. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I did run into, you know, speaking of people that were kind of hot, you know, I found out that.
Speaking of people who were kind of hot? Who was speaking of that?
I was thinking of somebody
okay,
hot.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of hot, really.
Okay.
Do you remember at Casey's 2 days ago? We saw this younger man.
Yes.
Putting gas in his truck.
Uh-huh.
And he had a claw.
Yes.
For a hand.
Yes.
Now, and he was rocking it old school.
Right.
Now, he was a good looking man.
Right.
And cool in every sense. Kind of like right out of Yellowstone.
Right.
You know? And I thought it was hot. And it was interesting because he had the harness on his, he had the leather harness.
Yes.
And it, to me, looked like, and he was pulling a tractor of some sort, something, some kind of big equipment.
Right.
But it looked like to me that he had this, he was using his claw hand specifically that day because he was going to be grabbing shit.
Right.
Stuff like that. Now, my feeling was that when he had sex, he would change out that claw hand to something more similar.
Okay.
I thought that was hot.
You thought that was hot? Yes.
Yes.
I would hope he'd change his claw hand for something a little bit more appropriate during sex.
Yes.
During coitus, or however it's called.
Yes.
Yes.
But you never, you know, you get your freak on. You never know.
No, you don't know. Yeah. I did find his apparatus very attractive as well.
I know. There's something about it, right?
Because you know why? It reminds me of an old like noir. Like that's how they would wear their old-fashioned guns.
Yes.
You know,
all strapped up.
All
like
strapped
that.
Up
yeah.
like
leather.
You know, what do you call it? Like a razorback for like a bra, you know, like all back like that.
Yeah.
And so that's how he had his arm.
Yeah.
And what's very interesting is that back in the day, people were, I think people felt embarrassed if they had a limb missing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now it's just, it's like common.
We saw a girl going into PetSmart.
Yeah.
And she had on shorts. She was an attractive woman. And she had shorts on and one leg.
Yes.
Silver.
Yes.
And one of those kind of springy legs.
Yes. Exactly.
Walking perfectly.
I was quite jealous.
Yes.
I was quite
walked
jealous.
Perfectly.
No limp or nothing. I'm like going, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and you just feel bad about yourself because you're like, oh, come on. You know, but it is, it's, your brain goes to these places like, well, how did it happen? Mm-hmm. And like Doug has a part of his calf missing. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm always, instead of the story about his dad running over with him in a tractor, mm-hmm. which is kind of masculine, but kind of not, mine always goes to shark attack. Mm-hmm. He's out, you know.
In New Zealand's.
Yep.
Surfing.
I was thinking Cape Town, South Africa, but do they have, I don't think they have.
Surfing in New Zealand?
I don't think they have sharks in New Zealand, but I could be wrong.
Oh.
I don't hear about it. I could be wrong. I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter anyway. So anyway, in my mind, Doug has lost this part of his calf mm-hmm. through a shark attack. Mm-hmm. And so when I see someone missing an arm or a leg, it's like, where'd this happen? Mm-hmm. And there's, and for men specifically, I don't think they realize, I mean, they do realize that a lot of women like men who've been injured mm-hmm. in some extreme way.
Yes.
If you were acting very masculine like,
yes.
when you got injured,
yes.
that injury becomes your badge of honor in some sense.
So it becomes hot.
It does.
Yeah.
I know it's a weird thing. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it, but it just is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? But did we finish our story about Dan Savage and that woman who was married for 10 years?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Yeah. But I disagreed with you. Okay, so recapping real quick. Mm-hmm. The plan was that she was going to first come out to her family and his family as being bisexual.
She was going to do that first.
Yes. And they're like, okay. And then pave the way for her husband now / they to come out as trans.
Right.
And so then they would go, oh, now it makes sense.
Now we understand. She's lesbian. Yeah.
And then a couple, and I bring this point up because I was talking to a younger girl the other day, like younger, 20, 26, 27 years old. Mm-hmm. And we were chit-chatting and she was like, my boyfriend, you know, said to me, you know, hey, if you needed to have relations with a woman, I would be okay with it. Mm. And she's like, no, that's okay. It doesn't work like that. And I'm like, you know, you don't have, I can be, even though I consider myself bisexual, I don't need to have.
I'm monogamous. For whatever I'm down for at the time.
And I'm like, that makes sense.
Got it.
Now, it's very interesting because as we're talking about this, I felt like she has never told me she was bi before, and I'll be damned if I'm going to look surprised. I did not look surprised.
Yeah.
And I said, exactly. Why, you know, we all are. I said, we all are attracted to a variety of people, mm-hmm. and we still, some of us still choose to be monogamous. Or monogamish, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. And so but now, to go back to that woman who's been married and has a kid, I didn't really get a strong hit she was bisexual.
I didn't get a strong hit at all. I felt sorry for her.
Well, and because I felt sorry only for the fact being that this probably wasn't in her playbook.
No.
Game plan.
I love this guy. Oh, he wants to wear a dress. Oh, I still love him.
I still love
him.
He's a great guy.
Oh, we're going to get married. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, now he wants to have soft parts. Oh, now I got to be a lesbian or whatever.
Just bisexual.
Bisexual.
You know, and mostly love is just love. You know?
Yes.
They have a kid now.
Yes.
And she's like, you know what? I don't really want to mess up my family. I can live with mm-hmm. this. And she said it's going to be hard for her conservative family, both sides.
Yeah.
And I think to myself nowadays, I think it's going to be hard with a small H, not hard with a big H.
Right.
Like people are probably guessing already. Mm-hmm. And then also people are probably like, they want to know just to put their mind at ease that they're not crazy. Like.
Yeah. Like Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
2011. Is Bruce Jenner turning into a woman?
Yes.
In 2011.
He says it. Yes. The answer was yes.
Yeah.
Now, the truth is, he doesn't care.
Oh, no, but it's he like, had some kind of
radar. And it's like, once you know, your brain goes, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Don't need to go. No, I'm not exploring this mystery anymore. Mm-mm. It's been solved. Mm-hmm. And all is right in the world because now I understand.
Now I get it.
I get it. And it makes sense to me.
So Jill, Adam Carolla, mm-hmm. Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Mary Shag Kill. You got to choose one.
Well, I've got to kill Joe. I don't know why.
No.
I'm going to kill Joe Rogan. Because I like Joe Rogan only because I like his guests.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, Joe's fine. I like him enough.
But okay, Jordan?
I got to marry him. And then I got to, you know.
Shag Corolla.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Because I think he would be.
Italian.
Yeah, I think it would be like, it could be over with then. You know, like, it wouldn't be like a big dealio. Wouldn't be.
Jordan would have to give you a psychological profile.
Oh, exactly. It would be too much. I'm like, screw this. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I think. But honestly, Jordan Peterson might be just too much work for me.
Yeah.
I might have to kill him.
I just couldn't kill Joe Rogan.
I might marry Joe. He got a $1 million contract. $100 million contract.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
You know what, though? Thinking about him shooting those moose and stuff, maybe I could kill him.
And if you were Hannibal Lecter, you'd kill him and then
eat him
and eat every part of him so that you could, none goes to waste.
Yes.
None goes to waste. You'd be an ecological.
And the cheek is the best part.
Yes. What cheek is that, though? Your butt or your face?
Face cheek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll go for that.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I don't know. It is what it is.
With truffles and a little Chianti.
Yes. That's not what Hannibal says, though.
What does he say?
Isn't it fava beans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that truffles? That's not truffles.
No, I'm making it up as I go along.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I getcha.
Yeah.
I getcha. So anyway, I get this big book in the mail. Huge book. Must weigh 20 pounds. You did not tell me it was coming in the mail. And our mail person stops me and says, oh, I'm so glad you're here. I want to get rid of this book, and I won't fit in your mailbox, and I don't want to get out of my
Everybody
car.
Everybody hates it when those books come.
And it's the bottom line book, the bottom line 2020 or something like that.
Yes.
And the first thing you say, which drives me bonkers when you say stuff like this.
With?
Is like, don't open it. We'll just send it right back.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, if that was the plan, can we just like not order it to begin with? And you're like, I thought it was the plan to open it up.
Because I have moments where I'm insane.
Yes.
And then I take
you
it back.
You freely agree to that.
Yes.
Now, then you said, but Julie, I did the right thing. I go, what
did
you do?
The right thing this year.
And you go,
what was the right thing?
I kept the advertisement.
Yes.
So that I can refer back to why I got this in the first place.
Right. Because usually, by the time I get the bottom line book, the 2018 or whatever, I have forgotten why I ordered it. Because why would I order it?
Well, here's why. The lunchtime facelift that gets rid of wrinkles, age spots, even the dreaded turkey neck. And it can all be done during your lunch hour. And it's a permanent trick. And there's no side effects. And I'm like, well, heck. I'm down for that.
Let's open that book up. See what page that's on.
Exactly. Also, which casino slot machines that pay more? And more often, I'd like to know that. That's kind of cool.
Now you know why I ordered it.
Exactly. And then also one is where to find love again after 50. And
Yay.
The couple they are showing are clearly over 60. But oh well. You know.
It showed how to make $75,000 extra a year doing what you love.
So repeat that again.
It
75.
Shows how to make $75,000 a year doing what you love. And, you know, I love making pasta.
Yes. It says, first, I wanted to read it to you, but that's okay. I can't find it at the moment. So here's what the ad said, or the little said.
On page 114.
Do you need to make a little extra money? You can make up to $75,000 a year doing this. First off, spend a time. An exhaustion, you know, to exhaust all the areas of things that you like to do and are competent in.
Mm-hmm. Now make a pie chart.
Yes.
And you'd write all the things that you like to do and that you love to do. And now make another pie chart of all the things that other people hate to do.
But that you like to do.
And then find out where those places intersect.
Yes.
And in that little circle, color that red.
And that's what you're going to do to make your money. That's what you're going
to do to make your $75,000
And they said, one example was Gary L. from Florida. He realized that most people hate turning in their miles for travel. And so what he did was designed a website to help people get their mileage, whatever you call it.
Airline miles?
Yes. And I'm like, who hates doing that? Why is that a big dealio? But I guess it is. And then Jeremy loved this one software called Evernote, and he wrote a book about it and made over $100,000 on how to book on how to do Evernote.
Wow!
I'm like, Evernote,
and you
what's
know
that?
Claire from St. Clair County, she loves to drive.
Yes,
and so she's found an extra $75,000 a year in her pocket by taking people to the airport.
Yes. And you're like,
in their own cars.
In their own cars.
She didn't even have to have a car.
So there's a lot of different ways to do this. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, oh, for heaven's sakes.
And a lot of little young kids are making edibles.
Yes.
From the residue of their bongs.
Yes.
And selling those online.
And I guess that's an actual thing. The bong water is, because it's already been cooked, I guess.
Yeah.
That it
cooked bong water, people.
That it makes a paste, and it doesn't need to be cooked to be activated. So it's already
the best part of the edible.
Exactly. So you can do Rice Krispie treats with them and see them to cook it, you know. And
the paste left over from,
and you can
the
make
dross
butter
left
with
over
this
from
look.
The bong water.
It's a brave new world out there.
Yes.
So we have yet to open the book.
No,
the bottom
we haven't.
Line book. You have asked for one more day.
Yes, I have.
To say, to be in alignment with whether or not I can just refuse it. Because if I don't,
yes.
You can return it otherwise. But yes. It's going to cost at least $10-$15.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
I know.
The problem is these books are not cheap. They're like $50-$60.
Oh, I know. I know I screwed up.
No, you didn't screw up. But you have bought, we have 2015.
We have tried to sell these on eBay for like $5.
They don't sell.
Nobody wants them.
They're like, we've got our own.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to buy them.
Yeah.
You know,
I every year I promise myself that I will not do it. And something in the ad always strikes me. But by the time I get the book, I've lost the ad.
Yeah. And this time?
Not happening.
No. And, you know, sell your home for a huge gain and pay zero taxes, even if you exceed the capital gain exclusion.
I like the one, sell your home for money and still stay in it.
I think it's called a reverse mortgage. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, how to keep pests out of the garden without noxious pesticides.
Mm.
How to get state-of-the-art medical care in the nation's top hospitals for free.
For free.
I mean, all these things sound
wonderful.
How
to boost your sex life.
Yeah. How about I don't? You know, enjoy the vibrant health you deserve. You know, oh, here it is, how to earn an extra $75,000 in your spare time doing what you love. How to beat age bias when job hunting.
Mm.
That one is definitely true. Mm-hmm. You know, that mm-hmm. one, everybody's got that problem.
Yeah.
So the next ism we're going to be dealing with after we get rid of the racism, we're going to be dealing with ageism.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate to blow you guys' lids or blow your minds, but something happens when you turn 40.
Mm-hmm.
It starts, people out there see you as getting older.
They call you ma'am.
Yeah, they start calling you ma'am.
That's the first thing.
They start thinking you're stupid.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you're a ma'am.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, and so from that point on, the younger generation thinks less of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the truth is, we think less of the younger generation as well. But
they look at you and see you as taking some of what they deserve.
They're taking up their space.
You're taking their resources.
Yes. It is very odd to have a part of the population think that you are old, too old to know better or to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, screw you. Get off my lawn. Change my diaper.
If they only knew that just because you're old, you don't get wisdom.
And or just because, thanks, Mom, except for me. But also that you, through your own consciousness, you don't feel anything but ageless.
Right.
You feel ageless. The only thing you do feel is less confident.
Yeah.
There is that magical age about 23. maybe 22, when the world is still bright and shiny, mm-hmm. and most of us haven't been kicked around the block a few times. Mm-hmm. And then slowly but surely life takes its knocks. And, mm-hmm. you know, you get a little bit, a little fur removed, a little bit of, like, you know, you're the Velveteen Rabbit eventually. But you're well loved.
Yes.
Just missing an arm, missing an eye, you know. Mm-hmm. And hopefully someone still gets their kink off, you know, and so forth. you still look good to somebody. That's what you want. You still want to look good.
Who's the one rocker sings Every Rose Has a Thorn?
Yes. From Poison. Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels.
Yes.
Okay. Brett Michaels, Brett Michaels. Shag killer.
Okay. All of the above. Yeah. Brett Michaels.
No. Okay. Okay. Brett Michaels with his hair wig.
Uh-huh.
Brett Michaels bald. Uh-huh. Are Brett Michaels... I don't know. I can't think of a third one.
Yeah. Bandana wearing Brett Michaels.
Well, that's the hair wig.
Oh, the hair wig. Okay.
His hair wig comes with a bandana. With the hair hanging out of it.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think if you were going to do that kind of combination, mm-hmm. you'd do like Brett Michaels, then the guy from Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Motley Crue.
Yeah.
And then maybe like another blonde hair rocker.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Guns like, N' Roses. Who is the one from Guns N' Roses?
Axl.
Yeah. Axl Rose.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yes.
Axl Rose.
Yes.
David Lee Roth.
Okay.
And Brett Michaels.
So I
those
still
are
marry,
three good.
I'm gonna not that hard though. That's not that hard.
Still not hard.
Axl Rose, I'm killing because I heard he's a diva and a half. And okay. I just don't have time for that nonsense.
Okay. And I know you're gonna marry
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. Again.
I think there's a deep spiritual connection we could have together.
Yes.
And then I'm just shag by process of elimination. I'm shagging Brett Michaels.
Yes.
Which I'd be fine with.
Yeah.
Seems like a good guy.
He seems a little short.
Physically.
Yes.
And that drives you crazy because you're shortism.
I have a shortism.
You do.
I do.
I know. Shame on you.
Yeah.
But there is a thing where you're going, but, you know, someone's kink is other somebody else's dink. And your shortness is a dink for you. You're like, you know.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a tall man.
Yeah.
You just want one.
On Dan Savage today, though.
Yeah.
One woman called in because her boyfriend had a huge penis.
Yes.
And it was a problem for her.
Mm-hmm.
It was starting to be a problem
right.
for her. But the thing with it, by the time she had asked the question.
Yeah.
She had probably said 15 times.
Yes.
How huge her boyfriend's penis
right.
was.
And we get it.
I mean,
we
understand. Like, she said it in 80 million different ways.
And in different languages.
But she kept saying, though, but he is Middle Eastern.
Yes.
And I don't know why that made a difference, but that he was a Middle Eastern man with a big dick, and she wondered if it was cultural.
No, that's not why she wondered. She wondered that that wasn't cultural. You missed the part because she kept saying it over and over again. And that's true. She kept saying it over and over again. That was her problem. But that wasn't her real problem. Her other problem was this, you know, but Dan, he's also a little racist and sexist.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, he is Middle Eastern. It might be just cultural.
Right.
And he goes, listen, honey.
We don't care how big the dick is.
Yes. I understand. I get you. You know, I'm a fan. You know,
of big dicks.
Yeah, mommy, geez Louise.
That's what he said. For
it. I know, but okay.
I'm just repeating it.
I know. Okay, but I also know that you want to say it over and over again.
kind
so,
of.
Okay, but he goes. He said, just because it's maybe culturally acceptable to be an a-hole doesn't mean that you should put up with it.
It does exactly right. He and said to her, "Do not offer up the
culture
excuse. P-word." He said, don't offer up your P word.
Yes.
If he's being an a-hole.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. And I say bravo to that because you know what? We cannot let someone else's culture dictate like, oh, that's his culture to be an a-hole.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No, it's human.
Yeah.
To be an a-hole.
And then we got to work our way out through that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to move beyond that a-holism.
Yeah.
You know?
We gotta make sure that guy gets explosive diarrhea. And that ought to serve him.
We should figure that out right away.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
I think we got to start with the pet thing that makes the invisible sound.
Yes.
But has the, like, strobe lights.
Yes.
I think if we can get that to work on humans...
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, that'd be we. You know, and anybody that goes, you know, jogs by our house.
Yeah,
we put it on them.
Or like, that'd be funny. Like if you start complaining too much about me, I'd be like, what was that noise? Like, oh God, I go, oh, that's nothing, and I wouldn't tell you I was doing it.
No,
I would be very, very, you know.
You'd just be waiting covert. For me to have diarrhea.
I guess. I'd be just waiting. Wait a breath.
Last week, Greg and I were talking.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the song that we were going to do for Dad's Father's Day present, which people could still hear.
Yes.
Go to YouTube. Go to Fat Tom Cruise.
Yes. All one word, Fat Tom Cruise.
Happy Father's Day. And Greg and I are talking, and he just, without missing a beat, he goes, do you have to go poo-poo?
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, not really, but thanks for asking. And he went... No, my kid just walked by, and she's holding her butt cheeks together. And I just asked her if she had a good... But it was just like... It was
the
just...
weird part is, she's 13 years old. She's 22. It's like, no, I don't have to go, Father, I do not have to poo, all right?
I just am holding my butt cheeks together. Yes,
I'm doing my exercises.
Is this going to be called like our poo-poo show, you think?
It's one of many. It's one of the topics that we love to talk about. You know, we really do. You know, I mean, we really kind of like it, you know. So there you go. So anything else going on in your life, girlfriend?
Other than the bottom line books.
Not really. Anything you're watching on TV? I know you like to watch Beat Bobby Flay.
Yes.
Over and over again. You never know if you, even if you've seen it before, you're going, I still can't remember if he wins or not. And... Does Bobby Flay
always wins?
Does he get beaten?
He always wins.
I know. Okay. Mostly he wins.
The one of the very, if you're going to be freaking, you know, nosy, the reason I watch Beat Bobby Flay is because he's hot.
You find him hot.
I find him hot. That's the only reason.
Well, I mean, because he is got a red. He's a natural redhead.
I'm like never attracted to redheads.
But you are a redhead.
I know, but I'm never attracted to male redheads. Mm,
I wonder why.
I don't know, but I am to him.
Okay.
He's got swag.
He does have swag.
And I love a man that has swag.
I love that too. That's great.
And he's got confidence.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
So I was...
And I haven't heard anything bad about him, have you?
No, I don't think so either.
If I brought him home, are you going to give him explosive diarrhea?
Is Dad home? No,
Dad's not home. Dad's working.
Okay. The answer is no, because he likes Mexican food, and I don't need that explosive diarrhea in our house. It would just be too many spices.
That's right.
And I'm like, I wouldn't do that to him. I wouldn't do it to him at all.
No, but if I did bring him home, you'd just like go, Mom, I know you need some privacy. I'll take Elliot out for a ride.
Sure. You know what, Mom? If that happens in some reality... I will play it the way you want me to play it, which is I will
leave
the house for you to have alone time with Bobby Flay.
He may just need counseling.
That's right. He just wants to talk.
Yeah.
Just wants to talk.
He just might want to talk.
So, girlfriend, how was the show?
Oh, my God. It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.